I cannot stop crying. But this time, it's actually for a really good reason. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and am committed to sharing with you all the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Today's episode, I'm jumping into a little behind the scenes of my therapeutic journey and what I'm going through, what I'm processing, how it's going, and just keeping it real with you guys to hopefully reduce the stigma around going to therapy and what it's all about. So, let's do this. So about a year ago, I decided I couldn't take it anymore. Something had to give. I was finally healthy and in love with my body. We had just bought our first house. My relationship with Derek could not have been any better. Things were just really fucking good. But there was still that one thing, and that was my anxiety. It was like the elephant in the room. The elephant in every room, because it never left me. It was horrible. And as good as everything else was, as amazing of a life that I had built, there was still this huge weight that I couldn't shake. And that's when I had to decide enough was enough. And I found a therapist. Most people aren't usually very excited about therapy, but I was fucking stoked. All I wanted to do was have control over my life again. I wanted to kick anxiety to the curb and actually enjoy this amazing life that we had built. And so I scheduled that first appointment and I hit it off right away with my therapist. I adore her. She's amazing. She does awesome work. She knows I'm a therapist too, so she cuts all the bullshit and just says it like it is. And we have a really awesome relationship. So that was almost a year ago now. And just a couple weeks ago, we decided to finally start processing through my stuff. So when I first started therapy, it was pretty surface level. It was just getting to know me, talking a little bit about some of the stuff I had been through in the past, but not really processing anything too deep. At that point, we were just trying to reduce the panic attacks, trying to get me to a more stable space where I wasn't experiencing that intense fear as often. And so a couple months ago, we got to a really good place, and I feel much more in control of my panic attacks. I feel stable mentally, emotionally, and that's when she said, I think it's time. And I knew right away, because I felt it too, and I was like, yeah, I think it is. So we started preparing. She said, it'll get worse before it gets better. And this is probably going to be the hardest thing you'll ever do. But in that moment, I felt so ready. I was just at a point where it was like, I need to change my life now or I'm never going to. Hopefully, in some days soon to come, Derek and I will get married and we'll start a family. And this weight, this mental health weight on my back is not something that I want to carry into that part of our lives. So it was kind of a now or never moment, and I decided to go for it. I knew it was going to be painful and it was going to fucking suck, but honestly, I was at a point where I was ready to try anything, because even though I wasn't having the panic attacks any as frequently, even though I felt really good, there was still the elephant in the room that no one was talking about. And even though I don't share my stuff with people. Like, I put my whole life on social media. It's out there. It's for everybody. But there are still things that literally only my therapist knows about me. Not even Derek, not my parents, not my closest friends. And that's just kind of how I am as a person. I feel like there are a few sacred things that I need to keep to myself. And so to have a space where I knew I was going to have to share those things, I knew it was going to be really hard. But honestly, I didn't know it would be this fucking hard. I know I've talked to you guys a lot about how emotional I am. I cry when I'm happy. I cry when I'm sad. I cry when I'm frustrated. I cry when I'm hungry. I am just an emotional being. I'm really in touch with my emotions. I am very sensitive, and I used to see that as a weakness, and now I see it as my greatest strength. But over the past couple of years, I kind of got to this point where I really pulled myself together. I found coaching, I found my tribe, I found a space to just be me. And since then, I haven't been as emotional as I was the rest of my life leading up to that point. But lately, since starting the processing part of my therapy, I cannot keep my shit together. Literally everything and anything causes a breakdown. And it's not like a, oh, I'm sad kind of breakdown. It's the crying, the sobbing, the hiding, the oversleeping, the keeping people at a distance, the whole shebang. And that's been really uncomfortable. Honestly, that has been equally as hard as actually processing through my shit in the sessions. So I'm 2 weekly therapy. I meet with her once every week in the evenings, and we literally for an hour just use the EMDR approach, and you can look that up if you're interested in learning more about it, and process and process and process. And what that means is I am literally rehashing, reliving all of my worst experiences of my life. And that fucking sucks. But in the moment, as I'm processing and telling her these things and we're working through it and doing all the right things in the moment, it's hard and I sob and it's uncomfortable. But nothing compares to a few days later when it all catches up to me. When I'm re-experiencing all the emotions that I just shared with her. And it hits me like a freight train every time. I think, oh, this week I'm doing better. It's not impacting me as much and work's going good and my coaching business is going good and I'm launching ebooks and I'm hosting a podcast and I'm facilitating this community of badass women. I mean, what more could I ask for? And then bam, I'm down for the count. And it doesn't seem to make sense. And I'm questioning my whole life. And then I realize where the emotions are coming from. And so what I need you guys to know is that sometimes what we think is going to be the hardest part is really hard. But sometimes it's what follows that's even harder. And I think that that's not what I was prepared for. I wasn't prepared for my therapist to not be there when I was experiencing these strong emotions. I wasn't prepared to deal with it on my own. And I'm using the word prepared as in like I didn't expect that to happen. I fully believe in my ability to cope and take care of myself during this time. But that doesn't make it easy for me. It doesn't make it something that I'm looking forward to. Honestly, the only thing I'm fucking looking forward to is this being over, because then I know that I won't have this baggage on me, weighing on me every fucking day anymore. But right now, in the heat of the moment, in the midst of processing my shit, it fucking sucks. And there's just no sugarcoating that. It's like the first day of a new workout program or diet or new job. Everything's so new and exciting, and you think, this is it. This is my dream. Like this is the workout plan, the diet, the nutrition program, the new job that changes it all. This is it. This is my dream right here. And that first day, you're like, damn, that was exhausting, but exhilarating. Like, I feel pumped. And then day two rolls around and you're tired and you're like really getting into the meat of it, but you still have that adrenaline rush and you're going and you're pushing. And that brings you through the first week and then the second week. But then by week three and by week four, it all starts to catch up with you. And maybe you have that first redirection from your boss at work. Or maybe you indulge in a piece of cake and it really throws you off. Or maybe you start slacking on your workouts. Something happens to that excitement. Something happens to that new routine that you are building that makes you forget your spark. It makes you forget, why did I leave my old job? Why did I start working out? Why did I think that I could eat a salad every day? And then you start to question, is it really worth it? Do I really want to get healthy? Do I really love this job? And then the complacency of just routine sets in. And before you know it, you've stopped working out. And you're starting to stop at McDonald's every day after work because this new job is so stressful. And you had no idea it would be like that. Because we can't keep that flame going. We can't keep that spark going constantly, or we would wear ourselves so thin. And that's normal. But therapy is no different. It's going to be exciting and exhilarating at first. And it's, you know, a relief to tell someone what's been going on and get it off your chest. But then you'll get to the point where I'm at now, where it gets real, where you have to make that decision day after day after day to keep showing up and to keep fighting and to keep telling yourself that it is, in fact, worth it. You are the spark. That doesn't leave you, but it's your job to keep it lit, even if it's just a dull burn. I fucking love you guys. I love taking you on this journey with me. I love getting your DMs and chatting about your experiences with mental health. I love connecting with you. I love when you bring your positive energy, love, and light to my page. Nothing means more to me than your support and encouragement. You guys are the reason I hop on here and connect and want to share with you. But I can't do it alone. And we have to work to end the stigma and raise awareness together. So if you're not in a space to start sharing about your journey, then I'm going to ask you to stop, pause this, take a screenshot, upload it to your Instagram stories, tag me at The Anxious Therapist so I know you're listening, and encourage your followers to give it a listen. Because chances are, if you love this podcast, some of them might too. And if you could help just one person by sharing this, wouldn't it be worth it? I mean, I think so. I love you guys so much. I'm grateful for your time. Go out and live your best life. You fucking deserve it. I'll catch you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.